Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin. This is the second shiur in Daf Tzadik Zayin. We're going to be starting from the Daf Tzadik Zayin, Min Beis, in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kishay Misharin, Misharin Beroitiv, Uvekipu, Uvechadich, Uvechatichais, Ubekadeir. When an Isser falls into a pot, and you want to be Mishayr Shishim Kenegat the Isser, you're not only Mishayr the meat, you also Mishayr the Roitiv, the liquid in the pot, the Kipu, the Chatichais, and the Kadeira. Ika the Amri Bekadeira Atzma, in the pot itself, Ika the Amri Bemain the Bola Kadeira. Atkan the Lashana Gemara. The pot itself, or what the pot absorbs. So Rashi learns Bekdeira Atzma means that the pan itself is Mitzayef to Shishim. In other words, we assume that the Isser becomes Balua not only in everything that's in the pot, but also by Shvon, the pot itself. And Rashi doesn't paskin like that Lashon. There are Rishainim that learn that there was no such Havimina, there's no such Lashon that you could use the pot itself to be Mitzayef. Bekdeira Atzma means that we don't count what the pad absorbed. There has to be big kedera atzma, meaning it has to be inside the kedera, as opposed to anything that's absorbed by the walls of the kedera. The Ran says that's perhaps what the Rif meant, because in the Ran's Rif, he left out the entire thing, because he doesn't hold of anything with my debol the kedera, because he passes like a lush in mekedera atzma. That's the lush in a kedera atzma. Now what does it mean by my debol the kedera? So it means that if originally there was more heter, but afterwards, the pot absorbs some of the heter, and now you don't have shishim in the heter, but originally you did, it's just that the pot absorbed it, so you could count what was there originally. That's what Rashi says. But then Rashi says that we don't count that either. We just count exactly what you have. You have to count exactly what you have, the isser and the heter. And he says, because the Gemara later says, the Gemara that said, Chesem and Aleph, that there was a kazeis in the tarbet that fell into the tekula of the bisra, and Rav Ashi thought that I could be mashai also what the tekula was absorbed, and the Rabban Rav Ashi said, no, because just like it absorbed from the heter, it absorbed from the isser also. So if now you see there's no shishim in the heter connected to the isser, so don't think originally there was shishim, just the pot absorbed some of the heter, because it probably absorbed the heter and the isser exactly the same amount. So it probably was no shishim early either. So that's why you only use the mashabola fanenu. So it's not 100% clear what Rashi's saying. The Gemara, according to Rashi, is saying two lashanis. One is you could use the actual charsi akadeir, the walls of the pad itself. The other is you can't use the charsi akadeir, but it usually could use the maidabola akadeir. And then Rashi says, no, you can't use the maidabola akadeir either, because atu ateir boli sura lebola. So some Rishayim sound like Rashi is being chayzer. Knows Rashi is saying we don't pass like the second lashon either, because we pass like the Gemara later of that tzaniches. But Kapshuti can learn up Rashi, and that's how some Rishayim learn. It depends. If you know how much Isser was there that came in, and you see that it has the exact same amount of Isser, so you know that the Isser was in Ismayit, so then you could use the Maidabola Kadeir, because you could assume that Teir was in Ismayit, and the Isser you see was not in Ismayit. In that Gemara, they didn't know how much fell in the first place. So Mele Rav Ashi wanted to be makel and saying that probably there was more het to the first. Yeah, but that's what they asked him. So Mestamina was more Isser earlier. More Isser earlier also. But if you know how much Isser it was and you see that's not in its night, so then you could use a Maidabola Kadeira. Now the Rishayim are bothered. Even if, let's say that's true, you have a certain amount. Let's say there was a Kazayas of Isser and 60 Kazayas of het earlier, so it's about the Bashishim. And now, there was Bala Kedera, some of the heter is gone. So we're saying it's mutter, because originally you had the Shia Bittel. But now you don't have the Shia Bittel. So what does it help if originally you had the Shia Bittel? Let's say you had a gazayas of meat and 60 gazayasim of potatoes. So Mela was Batel. But then you took out a few potatoes. But you left the meat in there. So now you have a gazayas of meat and less than 60 gazayasim of potatoes. So all the potatoes that are left are going to be usher. Because now you don't have a shea bittel. I mean, even if you take the meat out and put another pot, it's going to aser. It's going to aser connected shishim. So what's the pshat in using b'mayda bala kaderi? How could you use b'mayda bala kaderi? It's not here anymore. So even if originally there was a shir bittel, but now there's not a shir bittel, so should ask it now. As I frag in the Rishayna Makasha. So the two ma'alchim, the Rabban says it was a kula. Enechinami. If you take out heter from the pot, enechinami won't be bittel. But whatever was this night, naturally that doesn't count. That's a kula. The whole shir shishim is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanu and Mekel, they made a kula that whatever gets nisnayit naturally is not nisnayit in the Shir Shishim. As long as it wasn't the Isser and the Etter both being nisnayit, if just the Etter is nisnayit, that you can be Mekel. No state in the Ramban. But the Rishayim say, the Rabban himself says, that you can have another Mahalach. That the Pshan is Enechanami. If it evaporated, it was nisnayit the day or then Enechanami. Avad is not mitzvah. But if it's absorbed in the walls of the path, so that's still called connected to the whole thing. It's called one big tashel, even though some of it's absorbed in the walls of the pot, but it's considered one thing. And the male of that could be mitzdarif to the shir bittel. And those stated in the Rambam, Perek Tezvav, Machol Sesuris, Halacha Chav Dalid, that you mishai b'mashavola kederim akshnaf l'islofi oymen adas. You figure out exactly how much is absorbed in the walls of the pot. She'ev shalamin o'mashavola b'tzimtzim. You can't figure out exactly how much. So mainly you mishai l'fi oymen adas. So lefi this mahalach, whatever is gone, even derech bishul, avad is not mitzdarif to the shir bittel, and if it ever is nisnayit from shishim, it won't be bittel anymore. But what's absorbed in the walls of the kederah, that's still in the kederah, that's still here, that still could become a shir shishim. So kum da'isei three mahalachim. We have the mahalach of the rift that doesn't bring the sugim rishayim learned, he doesn't hold the mind of the kederah altogether. We have the mahalach of Rashi, which seems to Neman, that if you don't know what the issa was b'shas ma'isa, you assume that the issa was nivel the same proportion as the heter. But if you do know the issa b'shas ma'isa, and something's missing from the heter and not from the issa, so then you could count the bittul to begin with. And the Ramban has a mahalach that even if it's not nivel in the kederi, even if it was stam gone, as long as it was gone derech bishul, it's a kula from the chachamim, you could use shishim, the original shishim is also good enough. And then you have the Rambam, which a lot of Rishayim are asking to, the Rashi and the Ran, that whatever is gone because of the fire, because of evaporation, that doesn't count if you don't have Shishim now. But if it's still in the Kedera, it's just absorbed in the walls of the Kedera, that counts in Yimashari, but Oymid Yafa, what's absorbed in the walls of the Kedera? Now the Rashi makes a chilek, he says that Mimbish Einim Mina, which is the Rabbanan, so there you could count what's absorbed in the walls of the Kedera. But mimba mina, which is the rabban, and you count what's absorbed in the walls of the kederah. But mimba she'ena mina, if your old tam kikur is the raisa, so you can't count as absorbed in the walls of the kederah because the tula she'enis in the gemara, and you have to be machmir by mimba she'ena mina to only count what's here b'faneinu. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik Tesiv Dalid paskins that you could use in the bowl of kedera, like the Rambam says, for figuring out how much the pot absorbed by mim b'minay, but not by mim b'she'en b'minay. But the achreinim, the shach and the taz, they both bring down the mashal that we don't have an oymid yaf anymore. We don't know how much the pot absorbs. So mela, we can't use anything about the blias of the pot. Period. The shishim has to be a shishim lefneinu. That's the psak of the achreinim. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Nachman, Gid B'Shishim, the halach is that Gid Anasha, which the Mishnah was talking about, Yerach Shana Stashu B'Gid, the Shir to be Mevatel, the Gid is 60. If you have 60 times the Gid, then it doesn't ask for the rest of the pot. The Ein Gid Min Aminyan, but the Gid Anasha is not counted in the 60. You need 60 times the volume of the Gid Anasha, not counting the Gid Anasha. And the same would, of course, apply to anything that's Asr. Like Chaylev Unavela, that when you mevatel b'shishim, it doesn't become part of the minyan. You need 60 times the iser besides for the iser. But kechal b'shishim u'kechal min minyan. A kechal is the udder of a cow, which is full of milk. Now that milk that's in the udder is not considered milk midaraisa. It doesn't have an iser of basa b'chol of midaraisa. We learn that from the pasuk. That is chalav imay v'lay chalav mesa. When you shecht a cow, and the milk was not perish in the cow in the lifetime of the cow, midaraisa it's parish. Or perhaps even fleshek. So al kapanim, there's no isser to cook this milk with meat. But midarabanan, they weren't geyser on the milk of the kachal. And that's really a sugya later. We'll make some references to it. The sugya is later on Daf Kuf Tes, where the Gemara says that in order to cook a kachal, at least together with other meat, you have to cut open, you have to rip open the kachal chassis, the erev, and squeeze it against the wall, get out all the milk. So let's say you take this kachal, this udder, and you cook it together with other pieces of meat. So you need 60 times the kachal to be mevatel, otherwise the kachal will aser the meat. Because the milk in the udder will go out and give tam in the meat, and that's aser, midrabanan. But there, we say that the kachal itself is in the minyan. If you have 59 times the kachal, together with the kachal, you have 60 times what the kachal is, that's also mutter. The kachal is min minyan. Now before we go into it, just want to mention what the Gemara says. That the Gemara first says, Amar Bitzik Breder Mesharishu Kachal Atzmai Aser. But the kachal remains aser, meaning even though it's batul, so you can eat all the other meat, but you cannot eat the kachal. And if now the kachal falls into another pot, Iser, it can aser the other pot if there's no sheer bittul in the other pot. Then the Gemara goes on. When I was by the Beis Medrash of Kana, they had a shayla ki mishirina b'didei mishirina. How do you figure out a kachal asering a pot? Do you figure out the size of the actual kachal? Or do you figure out how much milk came out of the kachal? And you need 60 times, not the kachal itself, but the milk that came out of the kachal. So the Gemara says, Pshita v'day m'sherinan. Of course, you use the kachal itself, you need 60 times the actual kachal. Why? If you can only discuss about the milk that came out of the kachal, minay adinan, how do you know how much it was? So we do the kachal itself. So the Gemara says, Elamayat enafluk de'er acheres lo yaser. So if you're going to negate the kachal itself, so kumdeis yinending on that all the milk went out. So why does it aser when it goes into the other pot? Which is unclear what the question is. Taisus in the Rishayna Mutcha Bissel, we only said that you use the kachal itself because we don't know. We don't know how much went out. But could be the milk is left. But that's the Gemara's kasha. And then the Gemara answers, Kevin Amra Vitzik Breda Mesharish Kal Atzmei Aser. Since Vitzik Breda Mesharish said the Kal itself remains Aser, Shavi Rabbanan Kechaticha Nevela, so Rabbanan considered a Chaticha Nevela. Not 100% clear. This Shakla Vitayim, I'm just going to mention the kasha. I'm not going to go into the Terusim to this. It's Taka Vissel Shver. What exactly the Shakla Vitayim of the Gemara is, particularly, because the chayyim the same thing applies to every yisur. When you have an nevela, the rishayim read it ice. When you have an nevela, which you cook with potatoes, and you have 60 times the potatoes in a nevela, or if you don't, and it asks all the potatoes, either way, if you have 60 times potatoes in a nevela, then it'll be mutter. If not, they'll all be aser. But either way, you take out the nevela, you put it into another pot, and now it asks it just as much. And you put into a third pot, it asks it just as much. And also, like, this is shiny red ice. And that was like more pasha than kachal. And also, avadi you say that b'didei m'sherinon. You don't try to figure out how much, bleis came out of the nevela. You say, you go bust an entire nevela. Perhaps because of the Gemara Svar, because lay adina my nafik minay. So shiloh, what the Gemara see more in kachal than in any other isser? Taisus learns, and we'll discuss this a little bit, that by the kachal, the Gemara understood that all the milk came out the first time, and that's why the Gemara was bothered why it asks the second time. And we're going to explain what the Gemara means, why is the kachal aser, and why it taka asks if all the milk came out. But the ikka, what I want to discuss is like this. The first question, which Yushainim discusses, why is the kachal min aminyan? Why by the Gidah Nasha, and it means Uli Surim, Chalev, Nevela, whatever it might be, you need Shishim besides for the Yisr? And by Kachal, you don't need Shishim besides for the Kachal, you need 59. The Kachal itself becomes part of the Shishim. That's the first question. The second question is, what's the Pshat if the Kachal makes a Bittul on the Chalev? You have Shishim together with the Kachal, or I think it's even when it's not together with the Kachal, and you mevatel the chal of the kachal and the baser, but still the kachal is aser. Why is the kachal aser? That's the second question. And the third question is like this. If the kachal is taka aser for whatever reason, so kum dais, the kachal is aser, because we say there's a teruvus of milk in the kachal. So why wouldn't that alone make that you should need shishim besides for the kachal? Because of chatich and asin avela. So those are the three things we're going to discuss. Why is kachal min a minyan? Why is kachal atzmei aser? And once kachal atzmei is aser, then how could kachal be min a minyan? Why don't you say in a chatich atzmei asin avela, the kachal itself becomes aser and shouldn't be considered min a minyan? So there's basically two mahalchim in the Rishenim why kachal is min a minyan. You have the mahalch of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Ilchus Machalas Asuris, Perek Desvav, Alocha Yitches, that kachal that's especially on Basa B'shishim, a kachal min a minyan, hayolu kachal midivreim, hekele b'shirot. Since the Isra of kachal is an Isra derabbanan, they will make all that you don't need a full 60, 59 is good enough, the kachal could be min a minyan. It's a kula, since it's derabbanan. The Raj was bothered with this reason. He says, if that's so, so why the Gemara only say it by kachal? Let it say, all Yisroel derabbanan don't need a full shishim, they should be min a minyan, they only need 59. And the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe ain't a chanami. Maybe kachal means all Yisroel derabbanan. He just said it by kachal, and within all Yisroel derabbanan, you don't need a full 60. But that's the time of the Rambam. The Rambam also says this time, that some Rishayim learn the reason why kachal is min a minyan, it's not makula, because the thing is derabbanan. But Taisis and the Rosh, and the Rashbam, and Kama other Rishayim, they say a different time. Nothing to do with the fact that it's derabbanan. Derabbanan would also need shishim ulvadi yisr. But the reason is, because only the milk is aser. The kachal has two things. You have an udder, it has a lot of meat, and it has a lot of milk. Now we go keneged kula, like the Gemara said, because we don't know how much milk is there. So the male, one thing we know, there's no more milk, there's not a larger volume of milk than the entire kachal. So that way, if we use the entire kachal as a measuring stick, we know for sure we have at least that much. But we also know for sure that kachal doesn't only have milk, there's a lot of meat in the kachal. So the meat could be mevatel the milk. So, we do luchumra and we say the kachal is, we use the entire volume of the kachal to say how much milk is there. But we're also allowed to use the entire volume of the kachal to say how much meat is there. Because we see the meat's here. So that's why the kachal is min a minyan, because the meat of the kachal itself is heter. So that's the second time why the kachal is not min a minyan. So we have the time of the Rambam, the time it's the kulu, because it's derabbanan. The Tam of Taisus and the Rosh and the Rajba, because the Kachal itself is heter, it has milk, it's heter, it has meat. So the milk we go connected kulay, but the meat also we go connected kulay, and that's why the Kachal is min a minyan. Now the next question is, why is the Kachal atzmei aser? When it's bottled, so kum tais, the milk of the Kachal was bottled in the meat in the shishim that was there, why is the Kachal itself aser? So here also, be'erich v'etu mahalchem. The Ran says, it's because of Marisai. And he says, because if you're going to matter it, you're going to be matter chatichas nevela. And what does he mean? Chayre means, and this is what it says in the Yad Yehuda and Simon Tzadik Sifkat Naleph, that people are going to see a kachal, you're not going to cook with meat. It asks meat. And nevela, the only reason why the meat is mutter is because it's bottle. And then they're going to see they're eating the kachal. So they're going to think like this. They're going to think that when you cook issa with heter, and it was batel, that bittel doesn't only work for the heter, that bittel works for the iser. So if you cook nevela with other meat or with potatoes, and it was shishim keneged the nevela, they might say, oh, so just like you're allowed to eat the potatoes, and with the other meat, so you're allowed to eat the nevela also. They're not going to realize it's different. Why nevela? Nevela is a good for iser. It'll never become mutter. Hashenge by the kachal, the meat of the kachal is perfectly okay. The problem is the milk in the kachal. And the milk in the kachal was espashed over the entire kedera. So now there's no more milk. The milk is all batel. So now the meat of the kachal will also be mutter. But people won't realize that. People see that when you take a kachal and you cook it with other meat, everything becomes aser. But when you have a shir bittel, so now they're going to see everything becomes mutter. not only the other meat, but this kachal also becomes mutter. So they're going to say, so ayvazai, something which asers, when you cook it with a sheer bittul, it itself becomes mutter. So that's why the kachal is aser. That's what the Ran says. But Ravi Shainim learn differently. Ravi Shainim are learning the way we're saying it, that the kachal has two things in it. It has meat and milk. Rashi already says this also. Rashi says the reason why the kachal atzma is aser is because the basar is nesem baitam. The milk can't aser any of the meat because there's 60 times the milk. So the milk, there's not enough milk to aser the meat to give it tam. But the meat can aser the milk. In the kachal is milk. And the meat asers the milk. So here you have two mahalchim in the Rishayim. Taisus holds really all the milk goes out. The milk doesn't stay there. It's not the same as stam. When you have issa that's beleya in a heter, and then you cook that chatichas heter which has issa belu in it. If you have nevela that's belu in a potato, and you cook that potato with other potatoes, and you have 60 times the potato with the other potatoes, so all the potatoes are mutter, but the potato that originally was cooked with the meat remains aser. Because once something becomes belua in eichlim, it remains aser. It doesn't become batul. The lashon in the Rashba is when he says it's loy metzino agala ba'eichlim. You can't kasher food. You can't get the blius out of food. But Taisus holds by kachal it's different because kachal you do find you can get the milk out of the kachal. If it says if you cut it open shesiv the eruv and you tachet bekaisel, so then the milk is gone. The milk is kanas begumais. It's not belua in the etzim kachal. So what happens when you cook it? What happens when you cook it is, Taisus holds, all the milk goes out and spreads out through the entire pot, and you have shishim keneg in the milk, and then it's all batul. So why is the kachal aser? So first Taisus says the lashon of efshel seichtai aser, which is the Gemara later in Daf Kuf Ches, but like Rabbi Kenega points out on the side, it's not clear what he means. Efshel seichtai aser means that it's belua in it. And that's the concept of chatich anas and nevela, like we'll see later in Daf Kuf Ches. Not clear what he means by that. But Taisus then says, even if you hold efshel seichtai mutter, but the problem is we're afraid that you might take out the kachal before all the milk comes out of the kachal. And then the milk is aser. So even though we know all the milk came out of kachal, ad kedei kach that the Gemara asked the kasha, why does it aser when it goes into another pot? Because Taisus holds the side of that question is because all the milk went out. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. So why does it aser when it goes into the other pot? But Chazal wa machmer ki'ilu there's still milk in the kachal because they're afraid maybe you'll take it out before all the milk goes out. That's why Taisus says the kachal is aser. The Rashi and the Ramban hold no that there really is a chash and Rashi's mashmer is also that there's still some milk left in the kachal, and that's why the kachal atzmei is aser. All the meat is mutter, because the milk that came out was in battle throughout the entire bat. But the kachal is also because the milk in the kachal, some of it was left, and that milk is also. If you're going to learn that way, that's why Taisus didn't learn that way, it's a little bit shver. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Elamata nafal l'kdei acheres loya aser. We don't know how much milk was there. The reason why we're Mishayi Keneged Kula is because we don't know how much milk. So the only way we can make our Shara, which will be completely fail-safe, is if you go Keneged Kula. But Le'inachisa to be Mako and say it doesn't ask to the next pot, but Vaita, we don't know how much milk was left and how much milk is coming out of the next pot. So it's not clear why the Gemara had to say another time of Shavi Rabbanan Kechaticha the Nevela. Balgobanim, that's what the Rishayim hold, and that's what's Mashman Rashi, that there could be some milk left in the kachal, and therefore, it's also because of the milk that's left in the kachal. So it begins a three time in why kachal atzmei is aser. One time is, because it's a maris ayin de kedin, people will think that when something becomes batel, the iser itself becomes mutter, then won't realize it's nafka kachal because the kachal was never us, it was only the milk that was us, and the milk's not there anymore. People might be matur chatichas nevela that became this battle. That's the Ran's tam. Taisus tam is because it's exeri chazal and machma ki'ilu there's milk there, because maybe you'll take it out too early and there'll be milk left, and that milk is also because it has the tam of the meat of the pot. And the Rishayim say a little bit more that maybe there's taka some milk left in the kachal, And that milk is also because it has tam of the meat in the pot. Now, about the third question, why don't we say chaticha nasin avail about the kachal, and therefore we should need 60 nakeneg at the kachal. So that's pashit. Lefin the ran, that the aside of why kachal is min and minyan is tam akula, because it's the rabbanon, so the kasha doesn't start. You have that kula, it's the rabbanon, so the kachal is min and minyan. Really, he's looking, the kachal is asr. It's just the kula. Lefin the Rambam and the ran, it's a kula. The feeder is shining that the side why kachal is min a minion is because the meat isn't aser, only the milk is aser. So Taisus is saying this chilek, that it's not the pshat that the milk is belua in the meat, making the meat aser. The milk is in the gumais. The milk is in the separate milk glands. It's not really considered a chilek of the meat. So the meat is heter. The milk is aser, but the meat is heter. So that's why you don't say chaticha nasin aveilah. Now, there's a discussion in the Peskim. If the second time around, you also say Kechal Min HaMinyan. And the Gemara is Mavur, if the Kechal falls into a second pot, it would ask for the second pot. In that case, would it be Batal B'Shishim with the Kechal Min HaMinyan, or do you need Shishim without the Kechal? And there are two cases which you have. One case is where it wasn't as Batal the first time. You cook the Kechal with other meat. And it wasn't his battle. And now you take the kachal and cook it with meat, and there's 59 times the meat of the kachal, but not 60. 59, 60 including the kachal. The Rashba says in that case, now already, you're gonna need 60 besides the kachal. The first time around, the kachal was heter. So it was mitzdarif to mevatel the milk. Mashayin kain, when the kachal was cooked with other meat, and there wasn't shishim keneged. So now, all this meat becomes aser, including the kachal. The milk of the kachal went into all this meat. There was no shir bittel. All this meat is basa b'chalav midirabanan. It's basa b'chalav. You need shishim besides for the basa b'chalav. Charepasha the chashbin. That's what the Rashba says. If the first time around the kachal was bittel, the milk was bittel, so the kachal atzma is aser. Why is the kachal aser? The Rashba Shita is because of the milk that's left. And this might be true even, this is l'chayah true even according to Taisa Shita, because we consider kilo this milk left. That's why the kachal is aser. But the meat is still mutter. The milk is aser. The milk has tam of the other meat in it. That's why you can't eat the kachal, because the milk of the kachal now became aser. That's tam of the other meat in it. But the meat of the kachal is still mutter. Because all the meat in this pot is mutter. The shishim can egg in the milk of the kachal. You can't eat the kachal because there's milk in the kachal that's aser. Well, according to Taisus, we're machmek kiyilu, there's milk in the kachal that it's aser. But now, it goes into another pot. So it asks, course of the milk that's there, or like the way Taisus learns, that's what Shavri Rabbanu Kechatich and Avela, they said it kiyilu, there's milk there. So kiyilu, there's milk there. So kiyilu, the milk goes and asks. Shavi Rabbanan Kachatich and Avela. But Vaita, it's the milk that's inside, or the imaginary milk that's inside, that's Aser. But the meat is still Heter. So Vaita will say Kachal Min HaMinyan the second time as well. That's the Rashba's Psak. Mashayin Kain, if the first time around there wasn't Batal, so now the milk went into all the meat in the pot, including the meat of the Kachal, now the meat of the Kachal is Aser. So now the meat's gonna ask everything Vishishim. So the Torah brings this psak of Rashba and Siman Tzadi, that calls man the kachal was bottle, even though kachal is aser, but the second time around also the kachal is min minyan. But if the kachal wasn't bottle, then the second time around you need shishim besides for the kachal. The Beis Yosef there says the Rambam is not mashman that way. The Rambam in Perik Tes of Macholos Asura Salachi Yud Gimel says that if everything with the chal is shishim, the chal is aser v'ashar mutter. If it's less than shishim, I call aser. U'benkach, im nofal l'kdeira acheres aser oisai, u'mashayim b'b'shishim k'rishayna. Shekachal atzim shin esvashal nasa k'chatichu de'isura. But the Rambam says that either way, it asks another pat, whether it was batal or not batal, and y'mashayim b'b'shishim k'rishayna. So you do the same shear of shishim as before. And how do you do the shear of shishim before? So the Rambam was clear that that you do with Kal and a Minyan. So the Rambam is mavur that even in the case where the kechal is not batal the first time, when it falls into a second pat, again the shir is going to be shishim with the kechal. So the Beis Yosef wants to pass the way, as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that the pshat is that you say kechal min aminyan, even if it was cooked in a pat and wasn't batal, and now it's been cooked in a second pat, you still say kechal min aminyan, you just need 59 times, the 60 includes the kechal. So we have this machlokes, the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba holds that if it was batal the first time, and only the kechal atzma is asur, so the kechal atzma is asur, the same thing as it was before. So it's kechal min aminyan. It's not worse than it was before. Only the milk is asur, the meat's not asur, so it's the same as before. Mashen came when it wasn't batal, so then the meat became asur, just like all the meat in the pot became asur. So now, you wouldn't say kechal min aminyan. But the Rambam says, even if it wasn't batal the first time, you still say kechal is min aminyan. Now, the Beis Yosef says that the Ran also holds like the Rambam. But the Ramah says, it's very shred of Beis Yosef, because the Ramah says that the Ram wasn't talking about when it was batal fakir. The Ram was talking about when it, the Ram was talking about when it was not batal. The Ram was talking about when it was batal. The Ran brings down a very mechudish sikashita that even in the case that it was batal, but the second time it's worse, and then it would answer without kechal min aminyan. Now that's a very big chiddush. Why should the second time be worse than the first time? So these shittas hold that the first time the kechal is heter. It only becomes asur through the cooking. So memela, chazal were in machmir and they allowed the shishin to be without the kechal. Now shaking the second time, chazal said the kechal was asur. The kechal is asur itself. So now you need shishin besides the kechal. That's what the Ran brings. But the Ran says, no, since the only reason why it's asa, this is the Ran l'shitasa. The Ran held it was asa, not because the milk is asa. The Ran held it was asa because, the Marisayan, he calls it, we're afraid that people will think that when something becomes batal, like by Nevela, it would also become batal, like we explained before. So the Ran says, since l'maisa, that's the only reason why it's asa. So they weren't machmar in it more than they were before, and as long as it was batal the first time, you wouldn't say, again, you'd be able to say kechal min aminyan. But the Ran says clearly, it's because it's only also because of Ma'ir Sayin. It's only also because we're afraid that you might be matir chatichas nevela that was batal. But in a case where it's not batal the first time, tain et derama, so then the Ran is masking, it's also be'etzim, like all the meat is also. So then avada the kechal wouldn't be min aminyan anymore. So the way the Ramash tells the Vek, there are three shittas. The Ran brings down a shittas Rishayim and Mechudish Tikka shittah, even in the case where the Kechal was batal the first time, but since they made an Isser on the Kechal, so now the Kechal is not Minaminyan anymore. It's only the first time around where the Kechal was Mutter, and the cooking made it Asr, so then you say the Kechal is Betzah Mutter, you can even Starif to the Bittul. But the second time, the Kechal alone is Asr. The Rashba and the Ran, the way the Ramah's learning is mechalik. That if the pshat was that it was batal the first time around, so the only reason why the kechal is asur is like the Ran says, marisayin, or like the Rashba holds, because the milk inside with chayshish is still milk inside, and that milk is asur, or like Tosfos holds, because the gzera, that there might be milk inside, even though there is no milk inside, we consider kilut as milk inside, but there, the kechal itself could be mevatal. Mashen Kane, Zakh the Rashba, where the first time round it wasn't batal, and the milk went and acid all the meat in the pot, so now the kechal is also be'etzim. So now you need shishim besides the kechal. But the Rambam says that even when it wasn't batal the first time, it would acid another pot, kirishayna, you still, it would be mitzdarif to the minyan, and you would need, and it wouldn't acid this 59 besides the kechal. So what's if shan in the Rambam? Why should it now be considered min aminyan? Why don't you say it becomes asur chatichah nasa nevela? So the Taz and Simon Sadi says, because the Rambam holds that you don't say chatichah nasa nevela with the yitzis derabbanan. You only say chatichah nasa nevela by basa b'cholav deraisa. Cholav deraisa goes into basa deraisa, you say chatichah nasa nevela, and you need shishim keneged, the whole basa and cholav together. Mashenki, and here it's the Rabbanan. So the Chol of Asa is the Basa Midrabbanan. So in such a case, you don't need shishim keneged the basar and cholav together. If you have shishim keneged the cholav, it's good enough. You don't say chatich and asin avela by the rabbanon. And the Rashi holds even by the rabbanon, you say chatich and asin avela. That's how the Taz wants to learn at the machlekes. He says it's the yisaidis to the machlekes. So Rabbi Kivegi is ma'ir that maybe you could say a different shot in the machlekes mechabin ramah. It's not a machlekes if by nisud rabbanon you say chatich atzim and asin avela. That's not the machlekes. But there's another machlekes about kachal. In the sugya of kachal and daf kuftes. It's a machlekes rishayna machlekes halacha l'maisa. We see here in this gemara that if you cook kachal with other meat, and there's no shishin to mevatel, so the milk in the kachal would ask for the other meat. What if you just cook the kachal alone in the pot? What's the halacha in that case? The gemara there is mevur, if you roast the kachal, it's mutter. As long as the milk wasn't pirish, you roast the kachal, it's mutter to eat the kachal with the milk. The milk and the meat, like we said, the milk in the kachal really, midaraisa, isn't considered milk, even if it's pirish afterwards. If it wasn't pirish michayim, it doesn't have the isser of vasa b'chalav. The rabbanim were geizer, they weren't geizer if you roasted the kachal. What's it then if you cook the kachal itself in a pot? The mechaber holds that's also mutter. Because we only say that the milk in the kachal is considered milk for basa b'chol of midar rabbanan in regard to other meat. But in regard to the meat of the kachal itself, even if it was pirish, it won't ask to the kachal. And if you cook a kachal without doing kriya, then the evet is mutter. But other Rishayim hold, and this is how the Ramah paskins, then no. That kachal is only mutter if the milk wasn't pirish. If the milk was pirish and went back into the kachal, then it could even ask the kachal itself and its asr. The mechaber shita is, so machlekes Rishayim, we mentioned it before, the yisei chatich and asr nevela by shari surim. There's a shita sebeinu Ephraim, they only say chatich and asr nevela by basa b'cholav, meaning, if let's say chalav gets mixed with basa, you cook a kezayis of chalav with 10 kezayisim of basa, and then you take these 11 kezayisim, the kezayis of chalav and the 10 kezayisim of basa, cook it together with 100 kezayisim of basa. Even though mitchila the chalav would be batal b'shishim in the basa, but once it asa the basa, chaticha atzim and asa nevela, and the basa becomes asa, and now you need shishim to vatal the basa also. You have 100 kezayisim of basa. That's not shishim, it would answer everything. What about if you cook a kezayis of nevela with 10 kezayisim of shchuta, or 10 kezayisim of potatoes? That's a machlokes Rishayim. Rabbi Ephraim holds, you don't say chaticha and asa nevela, and if now you take these 10 kezayisim and cook them with another 100 kezayisim of basar, or potatoes, it becomes batal. The original things that are asa will stay asa, but everything else will be mutter. The only thing that could answer it is the original kezayis of nevela, and now that's batal b'shishim. But Rabbi Netam holds, no, you say chatich and asa nevela by shari surim as well. So Rabbi Kvegan Amdon, that if you say chatich and asa nevela only by basa b'cholav and not by shari surim, that's dafka by cholav asering basar. But let's say you have basa b'cholav, one kezayis of basa b'cholav going into 10 kezayisim of potatoes. So right, it'll be the same machlekes, even though the issa here is basa b'cholav, but it's not basa in cholav, or cholav in basa, where there everyone agrees to say chaticha and asa nevela. Since they're both heter, so that is the issa. The issa is basa b'cholav, so chaticha and asa nevela. Vashenke, when you have a kezayis of basa b'cholav and 10 kezayisim of potatoes, or 10 kezayisim of meat, well, that's not new meat, 10 kezayisim of potatoes. So in that case, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you wouldn't say chaticha and asa nevela. That's like shari surim. So if you have these 10 kezayisim of potatoes with the kezayis of basa b'cholav mixed in, and then you cook them together with 100 kezayisim of potatoes, it'll be mutter. So after all these akdamas, Zakter b'kivega like this. The mechaber paskins in regard to this kachal, if you cooked it alone, then the milk that came out would not ask for this kachal. So when it's not butter, why is the kachal asur? The teretz is because the milk in the kachal can answer the other meat. In regard to any other meat, it has a din milk meat or abonin. In regard to the kachal, it does not. So the milk now asks the other meat. And now the other meat becomes an avela with the milk and asks the kachal. But the kachal itself isn't basa b'cholav because the kachal can't be asid by its own chalav. So Mela, that's why you don't say chatich and asin avela with the kachal. So even the next time around, only the blees of the kachal asirin. The kachal itself doesn't asir. So Mela, even the next time around, the kachal will be a minion to be mevato. So Zakhtar Bekvegi, you don't have to say that by the Rabbanans, you don't say chatich and asin avela. Maybe by Basa Bechal Dimani, you do say chatich and asin avela. But you don't say chatich and asin avela because there is no chalav answering the basar be'etzim in this kachal. Chalav of the kachal can't answer the basar of the kachal, even if it was pirish, according to the mechaber. So why is it asr? Because the chalav answered the other basar. And now that other basar is basar b'chalav, and the basar b'chalav of the other basar answered the kachal. Oh, so that's like a tichan asr vela by shari surin. That's basar b'chalav going into something pariv. Something which can't be asid by chalav, in this case, at least by this chalav, and mameli wouldn't say chatich and asid avela. Mashenkin the Ramah, mavadat the Ramah also gave in the time that you say chatich and asid avela by shari surim, but the Ramah also holds that if you cook the kachal alone in a pot, it also asids. So the kachal will be chatich and asid avela according to the Ramah. That's why the Ramah holds that if the kachal wasn't bottled the first time around, you'd say chatich and asin avela, because the milk could make a basar b'chalav in the kachal alone. That's Rabbi Kveg Yishtikl Tayyar. Now there's such a good cheshbon that the crazy who placed the ensim and tzaddik, Sifkat Vav, asks for a kash on the Rashba. The Rashba holds a Rabbeinu Ephraim. They only say chatich and asin avela by shari surim and not by basar b'chalav. And the crazy place also assume like Rabbi Kivega, of course that means dafka basar asring chalav, they're both hetter, and then they become one shtick isser. Mashengim basar b'chalav asring potatoes, vaiti you wouldn't say chatich and asin avela. And the Rashba also holds that if you cook a kachal together with its own chalav, it doesn't asr it. So how did the Rashba say that even in the case where there was no shir bittel, that now the kachal is nasin avela, and you need shishim keneged the whole kachal? How did it become nasin avela? It's like shari surim. Because the chol of the kachal can't asa the kachal. Elamai became asa because the chol of the kachal asa the shar basar, and that basar b'cholav went into the kachal. So in that, it wouldn't make the kachal nevela. That's like shari surim. So the crazy place, he answers up the Rashba. That must be the Rashba holds that once there is other basar here in the pot, and the cholav is going to ask to the other basar, so then Chazal considered it like cholav already. And then it can ask to the kachal as well. When you don't have any other basar, so Chazal said, b'negei this kachal, we don't consider this cholav. But once, anyway, you're going to have to consider the cholav b'negei the other basar, so then we consider the cholav b'negei the kachal also. But he says it's sarachian. L'maitre Rabbi Kivega says, it would be a very good secretary to explain the mechaber, why you don't say chatich and asin avela once the kachal is also when it wasn't bottle. But he said his uncle, his Rebbe, his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, said that it's a good desvara, but the Mechaber himself holds not the way. The Mechaber himself in Simen Kuv Gimel holds that even when basar b'chalav goes into potatoes, you say chatich and asin avela. He says the Shach in Kuv Gimel, Sifkat Yidches, and also in Simen Sadek Dal, Sifkat Chavbeis, argues on the Mechaber. He says the whole reason why basar b'chalav you say chatich and asin avela according to Ben Ephraim is because they're both heter. They both come together to become asur, so it's one isur. Mashenkin, basar b'chalav that goes into potatoes is the same thing as shari surim. But the Beis Yosef himself doesn't seem to hold the way. Similarly, you can't say that's a pshat in the mechaber. You're going to have to learn like the Taz, that by the Rabbanans you don't say chatich and asin avela. So let's chazer over b'kitzer. How come Chal is minyan? We said a machloek is the Rambam and the Ran hold is because since the Rabbanan they were more mekel and Taisus and the Rosh and the Rashba hold because only the Chalav and the Kachal Asur, the Basar of the Chal doesn't Asur, so Fakev, the Basar is starved to be Mevato. And how come even after it's bought the Kachal Asme is Asur, so the Ran holds it's just a Maris Ayin, he calls it, the Pshat is that you might think that other things that are bottle, like an avela that is cooked with a sheer bittel becomes mutter, but really the kachal would become mutter because the basar was never asr, and the chalav is a spashed into the old kederim. But the other rishonim hold that either maybe there's still some chalav left in the kachal, and the chalav became asr by the other basar, or Taitasa says, We're chayshish, he might take the chal out too early before the chalav leaves, even though we know all the chalav left, but we consider kilo this chalav left in the kachal. Now, when you cook the kachal with, and it was batal the first time, and it's still asr, and it still asr another pat. So there, pashtus is, that would have the same kul as the first time around. You have the same reason to be makel, because the basr itself is still mutter, it's only the chalav that's asr. Or like Taisus holds, the imaginary chalav is asr. We consider kilo this chalav, but the basr itself is mutter. There is a sheet that Aran brings that even in that case it's also because only before when it was mitchila heter, so then we have this kula. But now the Chazal said it's also of this kula, but the Aran says no, they didn't make it more also than it was before. But there's a big machlekes and haka machlekes mechav ramah when the first time you cooked the kachal wasn't batal, if the second time you need shishim without the kachal, well there also shishim with the kachal. The Rashba holds, since the whole pot became asr, including the kachal, so chatich and asr nevela. So now you need shishim without the kachal. But the Rambam holds, even the second time, it's shishim with the kachal. Why don't you say chatich and asr nevela? So we have the Taz that says by the Rabbanan, you don't say chatich and asr nevela. But we have Rabbi Kiveges Cheshbin, that according to the Mechabel Lashitas, that the milk of the kachal doesn't asr its kachal, even when it's pirish. So if you hold the Gebein Ephraim that you don't say Chatich and Asin Avela by Shari Surim, only when the milk and Asin and meat, they're both heter and they Asin each other, then you say Chatich and Asin Avela. But here the milk can't Asin and meat. It becomes Asin because the milk Asin the other meat, and that milk and meat comes into the Kachal, and Asin the Kachal, that's like Shari Surim. So Avela, you wouldn't say Chatich and Asin Avela. And the place he says, so what's Rishad and the Rashi? The Rashi also holds the Gevein Ephraim that he only says Chetich and Asvela Bebasa Becholav. And he also holds that the milk of the Kachal doesn't Asa the Kachal. So he says it must be the Rashi holds that once the milk is Asering on the Chetiches, so Melech can Asa the Kachal as well. And then we said if Kvegel and Maisa brings that the Beis Yosef seems to hold that even Lefir Ben Ephraim, you don't say Chetich and Asvela Beshari Surin, but Basa Becholav that goes into something else also has in the Basa Becholav. And you say Chatich and Asin Avela, but it's very shver. Why it should be Cholok, another Risur Mitzver and Svar.
You have been listening to a shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Klemis on each shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.